It was a sea of red in Raleigh today as teachers dressed in Red for Ed outfits to lobby lawmakers and rally for better pay and more school funding. State Capitol Police said the crowd was well in excess of 10,000. They heard from Governor Roy Cooper late this afternoon.
We all know that this is far more than just about teacher pay. It's about respect. It's personal, folks. It's personal.
WFAE's David Borax has been in Raleigh all day. He joins me now. Hey, David.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Great. Remind us what teachers are seeking from lawmakers with this big action today.
Well, there's a bit of a laundry list here. Mark Jewell, who's the president of the North Carolina Association of Educators, they sponsored this rally, and he led it off by talking about when he arrived in North Carolina years ago as a teacher. It was a destination for teachers then, he said. Now he says it's a state that's losing teachers, and he wants to fix that. And he read off a bunch of points that he wanted to make today, and which many of the teachers here were making. They want raises for all, including veterans whose pay has topped out. He wants a raise in per-people spending and pay to the national average within 4 years. They want to bring back something that Republicans did away with, and that is a bump in pay if you have an advanced degree. They want money for buildings. They want an end to pay based on test scores and lots of other things, planning time and that sort of thing. At one point, he said, what we need are educators, we need our lawmakers to start focusing on classrooms instead of corporate boardrooms. And he wanted to stop the corporate tax cuts that Republicans in the legislature have been working on, and instead invest that money in counselors, nurses, social workers, and other things like that. He introduced Governor Roy Cooper, who said his budget calls for many of those improvements, like 8% raises and more spending on education than what the Republicans are proposing. And Cooper, his talking points went over well with the crowd, like when he talked about skipping a planned corporate tax cut next year to pay for his plan. Here's what the governor said.
They're scheduled to get yet another one next year. About $110 million worth. I say, let's use that $110 million to raise teacher pay instead.
So teacher pay...
Well, that probably brought the... Mm-hmm. That probably bought the biggest cheer of all, Mark. Go ahead.
Sounds like it. And a huge issue in all of this, obviously. There's an awful lot of people there. 10,000 plus, we've heard as high as 15 or 19,000 on some of the estimates. How did all that come off in terms of any tensions or problems?
You know, I didn't see a lot of tensions, although there was a lot of loud noise, drumming, loud music, and lots of chanting by the crowd, both when they were marching up the street to the legislature and inside the legislature. I mean, folks were pressing their point, but it was civil. I'd say the only real tension came as the legislature convened for the short session. Remember, this was the first day back for lawmakers, and there were dozens of teachers and supporters in the building, and they gathered on the second and third floors as the sessions began. They were chanting Red for Ed and other slogans, and I was standing near the Senate, and the Capitol Police came out and warned the group to be quiet. I also heard that a couple of teachers were removed from the House gallery for being too loud, but they didn't shut things down, as has happened in some other demonstrations at the State House. And really, all in all, it was maybe forceful but civil.
Well, I know you've been talking with teachers there in Raleigh all day, and as we've discussed, they believe in general that they're underpaid. What other problems do they say need to be addressed?
Well, money is really the key. It's at the heart of almost everything that they're asking for, all those things we mentioned, including infrastructure and supplies and that sort of thing. I talked with Jennifer Tyler, who teaches at Ranson IB Middle School in Charlotte, and she said teachers are asked to teach 21st century skills, but there's not enough money to do that.
The conditions that our kids are sitting in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools is not acceptable. And we are working to get money to be able to correct that and be able to do our jobs appropriately to help our future grow.
Mark, I'd say the other thing teachers are asking for is what the governor mentioned in the beginning here, and that is respect. In fact, I talked to one teacher getting on the bus in Charlotte this morning, and she used that word to make a point about all the things that teachers are asking for.
Well, I guess the signs and the chants are just now kind of coming down, so it's a little early. But briefly, David, any signs of what success this lobbying effort may have had today?
Well, there were lots of formal and informal meetings between lawmakers in hallways and offices at the legislature, so I think that's a good thing. If one of the points here was to get the attention of legislators, the teachers certainly did that. I saw that some of the hallway meetings were both Democrats and Republicans meeting with folks, and one of those was Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius. I saw him meeting with some people, and I talked to Tart, and at the same time, I think Republican leaders are not going to be such a pushover, and they have been pushing back this week, arguing that they've been working to help teachers. You know, Tart said 6 years ago North Carolina ranked 48 in average teacher pay, and that was an embarrassment. They got it up to 39. He said they've even put up a website, ncteacherraise.com, and Tart said Republicans are trying to correct what he called misinformation floating around about what they're doing. Here's what he told me.
Since I've been in the Senate for the last 6 years, we've raised teacher pay every year, and the big announcement today is reaffirming and confirming that we will see a over 6% pay increase next year on average for all teachers in the state of North Carolina.
And David, as we know, many school systems, including CMS, canceled classes today because so many teachers were out. Real quickly, do we know if this was a once and done for the season, or any chance that the teachers will be back in the near future?
You know, Mark, I have not heard anybody talking about any return anytime soon to Raleigh, but I'm sure this is not the last we've heard from the state's teachers. Remember that there is an election coming up this fall, and I talked to a lot of people who talked about how teachers vote, so we'll see them.
All right. Thank you so much. WFAE's David Borax in Raleigh. This is All Things Considered on WFAE.